Bago ang Evening with Brian Lawrence, a good morning muna with Brian Lawrence dito sa SBS Filipino. Magandang araw sa'yo, Brian.
Magandang umaga, magandang araw sa'yo, Annalyn.
Let's get it straight. Ano ba itong An Evening with Brian Lawrence na ito?
Yung An Evening with Brian Lawrence ay Gabi with Brian Lawrence. Titranslate lang, no? Kulang pa rin. Anyway, my show concert to begin with, because I've been promising myself, I said, within this year, I said, I made a goal that I have to make sure that I'll do my concert. I mean, my own concert, aside from my little concerts that I do in the RSL house. I want to do my own show with my own dancers and the people that I want to work with. So, eto na. When I checked with the date on the venue and November 9 was free, okay, I'll do that. By hook or by crook, I'll do it. So here I am doing my concert.
Bakit mo pinili yung date na yon?
Yun lang available dun sa venue. As a matter of fact, hindi ko na masyadong inisip. On this day, baka mayroong ibang event. But sabi ko nga, I wanted to do a concert within this year, before the end of the year, kaya ginawa ko yun. So no particular reason why I chose the date.
Okay. Ano ang pwedeng asahan sa An Evening with Brian Lawrence?
Well, as always, my performance will always be sing and dance because that's what I'm known for. And I have dancers as well, like selected dancers from my friends from uni. These are very, very good dancers that I personally chose. And they work professionally and they dance professionally as well. And basically all of them Asians, but not because they're Asians, but because they're very, very good dancers. And of course, singing, lots of singing and entertainment. Pure entertainment.
Ano yung kaibahan nito sa mga naging performance mo noon kasama yung mga ibang Filipino?
Well, the only difference with this one is it is like a full show, like an hour, 2 hour show with me. Of course, yeah, I have guests as well, but this is what I can call my own show. Not someone else's show that I'm guesting or doing contacts whatsoever. I mean, something that I can call mine and the performance will be full on.
At nabanggit mo meron ka rin mga makakasama. Sino naman yung mga makakasama mo dito?
Yeah, I have a friend whom I met while I was doing my talent quest here with RSL Club. Her name is Rachel Fahim. She's very, very good. Wow, God, the voice, if you hear her, the voice sounds like a mix of Shania Twain and Celine Dion, and she sounds really good. She's a country singer, and I really, really love her voice, so I chose her to be in the show. And the other one, the guy that's in the show, is Marcos Rivera. Probably a lot of people know him in the Filipino community. He's also a really, really good performer, really good artist, and I love when he does his counter tenor, a guy who sings the soprano part, and it's really amazing how he does things. Really, really clean. Some people actually say he sings better as a counter tenor as opposed to being a tenor, but I reckon it's actually both better. He actually thinks it's better both. Anyway, so it's really, really excited. I'm very excited for the two of them.
Brian, nakasama ka namin dito sa aming programa mga 3 or 4 months ago at narinig ka na namin kumanta noon. Kaduet mo nga si Marcos Rivera para sa isang song na ginawa ni Mars Cavestani. Pero on a personal note, anong tipo ng mga kanta ang forte mo at gusto mong dun ka mag-focus?
Well, I'm particularly heading to the side of the musical theater, but I can't deny the fact that I love old songs. I'm not into pop. I'm more into ballads and with beautiful melodies and beautiful lyrics. That's what I like. And I guess the Filipinos liked it as well. And because I'm not that young, of course I'm a dancer. I can dance. I can sing and dance. That's why I like songs that are not too pop, but at the same time I can dance, like songs of Michael Bublé or maybe songs like Ricky Martin. I like his songs as well. Latin American music.
Dahil dyan, pwede mo iparinig sa mga nakikinig sa atin ng konti lang na paborito mong kantahin.
New favorite song now is the song by Mr. Catterson. It's called Beautiful in My Eyes. It's
kakantahin mo ba yan sa concert?
I think I'm going to sing it. And the other song that I love now is Barry Manilow. I don't know. Do you know Barry Manilow?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Filipinos love him. So I'm singing some of his songs as well. Give you a song that I'm going to sing. My home lies deep within you. And I got this place in your soul. But when I look out through your eyes, I'm young again. Even though I'm very old, I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry. I write the song. Yan.
Excited na ako para sa'yo. At sa concert mo, sasayaw ka din. Anong klaseng mga sayaw ang gagawin mo?
Well, I'm doing a little bit of contemporary and of course pop and a little bit of pop, not too poppy. Because I'm a Latin dancer and a ballroom dancer. Probably a lot of ballroom and Latin American dancing. And a bit of acting as well, you know.
Theater, yeah. Combination.
Yeah.
At panghuli na lang, saan at kailan magaganap itong An Evening with Brian Lawrence?
Okay, An Evening with Brian Lawrence will be at the Pabico or Club 55 in Mount Druitt. The address is number 1 Mount Druitt Road in Mount Druitt. The venue will open at 6:30 for dinner and everything chika chika, and then the show will start at exactly 8 p.m.
At ito ay kailan nga?
Yes, Saturday, November 9 at the Club Pabico. So if you have some inquiries, you have to do it as soon as possible. You can call the number 0411-083-325. That's 0411-083-325 and call me, Brian Lawrence.
Maraming salamat. Okay. Sa'yo, Brian, sa pagsama mo sa amin dito sa aming programa.
Thanks, Anne. Thank you very much.